The good news is that you're aware of this. And what you want to keep focusing on is the awareness. There's nothing actually to be done on the ego level other than awareness, because the ego is an illusion. This is the thing that must always be remembered. If one realizes that the ego identity, whether it's a big ego or a small ego, whatever kind of an ego, even if it's a holy ego, the most pious ego in the world, it is still an illusion. That's why Shankara, the great sage of Advaita, says, even if you follow the highest dharma, it's a sin. Because you're believing there's a you who's following that dharma. There is no you. There is no separate ego. And so it's not a question of, is it a good ego or a bad ego? All you are is pure awareness. The more there is a focus on that, then there is a margin to laugh at this ego, right? To see it for the illusion that it is, for trying to hold its position, for trying to dominate, to use even the spiritual journey as a way to manipulate and control. But eventually you get bored with that. Okay. It's when there's boredom with the whole thing and the kind of disgust with the ego's games and its self-talk and its righteousness and justification, even with its misery that it is self-created, that there's a letting go and a turning inward to God. And a realization that what the self is has nothing to do with the body, it has nothing to do with the games that are being played in life. All of that, that's for kids. Okay? At the level of the journey, the real Satyoga journey, it is when a contact has been made with a power so vast, so majestic, so beyond this physical plane, we are carried up into another dimension. And whatever is happening on the ego plane is just irrelevant at that point. And through that surrender to that which is higher than the ego, which is beyond the ego, which can take the ego and throw it into another universe at any moment, that vast infinite power, when there is a realization of the presence of the Supreme Being, and then the ego cannot maintain any sort of base separate from that. And the surrender will happen. And the more one is in the state of awareness, the more the subtle presence of God will be drawn into your awareness. And then the surrender will happen by itself. The ego cannot stand against God. You just merely have to make the space that allows the realization of that presence to enter. This is the reason why in the Middle Ages, you know, when they built cathedrals, they built them with this high vaulted ceiling, right? It's to make you realize that there is above the ego a space so vast you can't even almost see the ceiling. It's so high. It gives a sense of sacredness. When you're in a deep meditative state and the mind has become silent, there's a realization of the vastness of inner space. And literally, the egoic identity is lifted up into a higher dimension, into the top of the cathedral where God's throne is located. The metaphor of the cathedral is actually quite apt. And that power that exists at the very apex of the real, that's beyond this dimension, it can't be located in space, it's beyond space itself. But when one has touched into that and made that journey into the higher dimension, then these questions will end. And the question of the ego's wanting to maintain itself cannot end until you have touched into that which is so far beyond that the ego is ridiculous in comparison. And then what is true will manifest itself in power within your being. Okay? So don't try to fight the ego, but realize that which is beyond and that you are that. Okay? But if you get into the game of judging the ego and trying to fight with it, then you're in a state of duality with yourself. And then the ego wins by the very fact that it's convinced you that it's real. But it's not. Okay. This is part of the problem too in people who have low self-esteem in general. They actually believe in this ego that is a sinner, that is a bad person, that doesn't deserve God, this, that, and the other. That ego is an illusion. It doesn't exist. So the more that you flagellate yourself, the more you're creating the illusion that there is a self worthy of being flagellated, and that's part of Maya. That's the illusion that has to be transcended. Who's doing the flagellating? Right? Who has the right to do it? So you've divided yourself into an ego and a superego, both of which are completely delusional. So we have to dissolve this split completely. And then the power of the real will take us on a journey that is so incredible that all of that will become something that you realize never existed.